Spirit of the Lord comes upon me. how to combat the devil when the devil confronts them on the playground, or in the schoolhouse, hallelujah, in the classroom. Hallelujah. We have to give them the word of God. Y'all, we have to teach them. Hallelujah. And then next year, every month that has a fifth Sunday, the fifth Saturday, we're going to be taking the children out. Hallelujah. We're going to dress them up. We're going to give them tracts, and we're going to be taking them out different places, and they're going to be spreading the word of God. Hallelujah. 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 We're mandated by God, y'all. We have to do it. Hallelujah. The enemy don't care. He's taking our young people as well as the old. He doesn't care.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
When you have a chance, hallelujah, when you come to church, bring your pennies for the job or the pennies for Uganda. We are still assisting Dr. Helene Russell in building a hospital in Uganda. Hallelujah. Y'all, sometimes the people die before they even get to the hospital.
Yes.
We are assisting missionary Helene Russell, which will be our speaker in January, in building a hospital in Uganda. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. And also, when you get a chance to visit the ministry's website, go to rymmi.org and see what the mission and vision of the church is. And there's a Cash App there. If you want to use the Cash App, then also visit the ministry's GoFundMe page. Hallelujah. We are believing God for a building that has the auditorium, the sanctuary, and the kitchen, and offices, and rooms, classrooms, and a parking lot that can suit everybody.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We also believe in God for buildings, for a building in the north, east, south, and west of Baltimore City to be able to minister to the homeless, shower houses. And to be able to someplace for the homeless to be able to shower and get fresh clothing,
right,
and all to be able so they can go out into the work world.
Yes.
Yo, we are believing God for these things, and that's what God wants us to do, to believe Him for, because He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. Hallelujah. And when you sow, name your seed.
Amen.
You tell God what you're believing for.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And watch Him do it.
Amen.
Watch Him do it, because He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The Father God had signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the housekeeping suggestions on this afternoon. Thank you, Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We thank God for the new building and for the Good News Youth Club, for our church orchestra and praise and worship team. Oh, shall I go on, y'all?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We thank God, hallelujah, for all the things that He's doing and in store for us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, in times past, there used to be in north, east, south, and west Baltimore public showers. Did y'all know that? Public bathhouses.
No.
One was located at Cary and Washington Boulevard.
That's important.
One was located in Fells Point. I've forgotten the street. They were still, the words were still on the building.
Really?
Public bathhouses.
Really?
Sometimes, to go forward, sometimes we need to go backwards.
Amen.
And they looked out for homeless folk, because they were set up during the depression times when some folks didn't have money to pay for the water bill. So they had their home, but they couldn't take a shower or take a bath. So they had public bathhouses. Hallelujah. But now we need to do that again. Because there's so many people. One person said, all I want to do is be able to take a shower. This is one of the homeless people said that.
Yeah.
And that was so pungent. You said that. They could have said anything but to take a shower. Wow.
Yeah.
So we thank God for that, the vision that God has given us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, bless God. I just want to thank all of you that are here right now, and those that are in Radio Land.
Thank you.
I want you to know this, that y'all are not here, and y'all not listening by accident. Somewhere along the line, somebody prayed for you. They had you on their mind. They took a little time to pray for you. I'm so glad they prayed for me.
You
know, I'm glad they prayed for me. Hopefully you're glad they prayed for you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And we're going to play a selection, the prayer. And while we pray, you put names of people up into the atmosphere.
Yes.
Blessing. Because when the praises go on,
hallelujah.
The word about that he inhabits the praise of his people.
Yes. Yes.
And we've been praising him a little bit up in here today.
Thank you.
The blessing he is having over us, ways to show himself strong in our behalf. And we're going to mention other folks' names. Is that all right?
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
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 Praise the Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Pastor Peaches.
Praise the Lord. I know it's coming. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
Come on, y'all. Come on now. Come on, Pastor Peaches.
Let's be aware
of
what you're saying,
man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm aware.
I'm telling
everybody pay attention.
Praise the Lord.
Now, I want you to know our battle cry.
Jesus is God.
That's the battle cry, y'all.
Yes.
Now, I'll be on the tip of your tongue. Hallelujah. What's the battle cry?
Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
Well, praise the Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
I don't know. That might have been a tie that time. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Look, we thank God for the inaugural month of the Good News Youth Club.
Amen, amen.
And let's give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah. Now, do we have a representative from the Good News Youth Club or the facilitator? Is somebody here?
No one's here.
Okay, you are here.
Amen.
Okay, can you tell, give a scripture that they learned in Good News Club? Give a mic before you
start.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory,
glory, glory. We paid
our 3 Sundays.
Okay, you got to get a mic because the folks out in the radio land need to hear what you say.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. any milestone.
Hallelujah. God
bless you. Glory, glory, glory. Glory to God.
November. Can you raise your hands?
Hallelujah.
I can't see no hands.
Hallelujah.
Okay, those who have family members that have a birthday in November, raise your hands. All right. Well, bless God. All right. So you're standing for that one person. All right. Well, I'm going to pray this song, and I want you to prance around like that person was here. You standing in the gap. And I want y'all to love on, at the very least, give her a fist bump. What's the name of the child?
Kalina Maureen.
The first name is
Kalina and Maureen.
Two of them, okay. And anybody else?
Yes, Tori Johnson. His birthday was yesterday.
All right.
Lord,
anybody else? Okay, now they're going to sit while y'all love on them. At the very least, I'll give them a fist bump.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Make my sin. All of you love again. Anyone who takes a sin, it matters. In your celebration, following our mind, yes. That there ought to be a sign.
We're celebrating God's grace and mercy in the lives of these folks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm trying to be inside you, and I see you wouldn't be.
Hallelujah.
other people. Unity of all people.
Come on here.
I'm going to tell you all something now. If I say praise the Lord, you're going to get a piece of candy. I ain't got no more money. Pass the pieces, got it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. You have a good time in the house of the Lord. Thank you. And you know, it's really strange. This is the only church I ever known that people leave church with more money than they came with. Somebody said it pays to come to church. And it pays to pay attention. Hallelujah. Can I ask you another question, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor.
What time is it?
Holy Communion time.
Yes. I know that a lot of people think that Holy Communion is for the end of the service. But see, Holy Communion is the meal that he gives. It's the meal that gives, like preserves, like revives, like. But don't see a kid that doesn't worship God. You see, this reminds you that when you say, Father God, and you standing on your own, you're in tough shape. But if you say, in the name of Jesus, when you're talking to God and you say in the name of Jesus, he sees the blood of his son.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
That's why in public, in government, they're going to not ask me to pray.
Amen.
Because I'm praying in the name of the Lord
Jesus. Amen.
Because I want God to hear my prayer.
That's right.
If you come any other way, you're a thief and a robber, and he gonna hear you.
Amen.
Oh, hello. We check your bullshit. Can't get more for dinner. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians.
Thank you, Jesus.
Chapter 11.
Thank you, Lord.
Can't say bullshit. Can't get more. What do you think? Verses 23 to 30.
Thank you, God.
If you don't have a Bible up in here, you can get one. We got Bibles back there. Hallelujah. Because we believe in coming to church prepared. You don't go to war without your weapons.
Amen.
You're a victim waiting to be whatever. Victimized. If you don't have the weapons of your warfare. The word of God. You need a composition notebook and an ink pen or magic marker or flare or whatever you're going to use to write with. Because these scriptures are life-giving.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 30.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. It's the meal that heals.
Yes.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for it. We ask that you bless, anoint, and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Put a shade table for you.
Thank you, God.
Oh, my. In the text on today, the word of the Lord says to examine yourselves.
Yes.
Not your neighbor.
Hallelujah.
Not your father or your son or your daughter or the other guy.
Hallelujah.
It says to examine yourself.
Hallelujah.
And any time, and times past, when I was a little whippersnapper, okay, I know somebody said you've never been a little whippersnapper. When I was a big whippersnapper, when they said communion time, I thought, oh, let me check me out. Not check my neighbor out. I'm going to check myself out.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the Lord. I said, Lord God, I repent. And we're going to do that. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we repent of everything we said, done, and even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everything that everyone has said or done to us. We forgive all of them, oh God. Wow, glory to God. We thank you, Lord, that those folk, hallelujah, names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're going to do this again. Y'all don't mind. I Holy Spirit says that. Let's get this right.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I repent of everything I said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, as I forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to me, whether real or imagined. I thank you, Lord, that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I forgive myself. I hold no grudges, no resentment, and no guilt. Take a deep breath. You can blow it out. You can exhale. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The word of the Lord says, again, to examine yourself. And see, life is an open book test, and the book is the word of God. And he says, examine yourself. Then he gives us the scriptures to help us do that. So I comprehend, I'm fully aware, I do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for me. Isaiah 53:5. Because we were wounded, he was wounded for our transgressions. Jesus was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Glory to God. 1 Peter 2:24b says, with his stripes we were healed. And if we were healed, we are healed. Thank you, Jesus. Hebrews 9:22b. Says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Revelations 1:5b says, he washed our sins with his own blood. Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14. Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Through this blood, our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we're fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now in the text on today, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Baruch Hashem Adonai. That means blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully deserve the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, yes.
Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Numbers 23:19. God, you said, and you are not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Hallelujah. Isaiah 55:11. Your word will not come back void, Lord, but it will accomplish. It will prosper in which it was sent. We thank you for your word on today. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
On the same night, in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed. He took the bread. And when he had given thanks, he declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
We take this cup and remember your blood.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord,
and every time
for your healing already, Lord. Somebody ought to be saying thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody in pain ought to be saying thank you, Jesus, right now. Somebody got a bad diagnosis ought to be saying thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
But your word says, and Satan looked for a thief. And Isaiah 61, verses 1, 2, and 3. If you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives. Spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body. The alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the tegumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank the Lord for healing. From the top of our head to the toes of our feet. From inside out and outside out. We thank the Lord for supernatural, creative miracles all over the world right now in Jesus' name. Cancers disappear. Tumors dissolving. New knees, new hearts, new livers, new lungs. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your word says in Matthew 15:26. First John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and the healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord. Let the devil worship for you above all of them. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your healing. And likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, and we thank you, dear Lord, he declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. This is my new inheritance, the new gift I'm giving to you, and I wrote it in my blood. Let's bridge together. Money to go, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our home. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Isaiah 43, verse 26. God, you said, bring me into remembrance that we may be justified.
Thank you,
we're justified because of the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us.
Yes.
As we sleep.
Yes.
As we travel in vehicles throughout the land. As we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. By the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, in the hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you.
The power of the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of larger than this right.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a naught effect, brings to nil, utterly destroys every curse against us and our families, every spell, every hex, every vexing. We call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. Fire, 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 in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks every ungodly soul. Decimates, annihilates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. We remember you, Lord. And because of who we are and whose we are and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession. We speak to every man, woman, boy, and girl in our family and our bonus families according to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machine. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we are not intimidated by anything in this life. We are kingdom citizens. We are fivefold ministry gifts. We are gifts to the ministry of health. We are brilliant. We are awesome. We are amazing. We are intelligent. We are powerful. We are perfect. We are strong. We are mighty. We are great. We are beautiful in Jesus' name. Now to him was able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory. With exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Jude 1, verses 24 and 25. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
At this time, without further ado, I want to present to some and introduce to others a Holy Ghost-filled, tongue-talking, fire-baptized, demon-destroying, warrior of the word, guardian of the altar, hallelujah, Pastor Maxine Lee. I want you to know I've known her for years. And when I say years, well, let me back up. I've known her for a little while. We thank God, hallelujah. And she's the same. She reminds her of Father God in Jesus' name. Same yesterday, today, and only she getting better and better. That may sound like it's a, what do you call it? Oxymoron, but it really isn't. She has a change, but she gets better and better every day. Hallelujah. We thank God for it.
Hallelujah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Maxine Lee.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh. Yes, you are accurate. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father, I said,
The devil ain't going to stop me. I'm going to go and I'm going to minister the word of God. I said, even if I have to just take and they say one step at a time, you know, I was going to come and I was going to deliver what the Lord has said. So as I began just to meditate on the Lord, you know, and I forced my way out of the bed, praise God, put my feet down and go into the bathroom. I'm saying the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
The blood of Jesus.
Yes.
The blood of Jesus.
Amen.
I can sit here on today, praise God, and say that swelling that was under my feet, I don't have any more.
Praise God.
Amen.
Oh,
Jesus. That swelling away. Amen. Hallelujah. He is so good. He is. And I want you, when I expound on the word, I want you really to listen, because I want you to get it in your spirit and get it in your heart.
Yes.
I'm going to take my time. That's all right.
Yes.
Doctor, I'm going to take my time. I'm not going to get up and shout and do a little jitterbug. I'm just going to take my time.
It's
all right.
It's all right if you did.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Let's pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we're so grateful and we're so thankful. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for good health in our bodies.
Yes.
We thank you as we traveled over the highway to come to the house of the Lord that you brought us here safely.
Yes.
We thank you for the rain, Father God,
yes,
for the showers of blessing, Lord, spiritually and physically, Father, in Jesus' name.
Yes.
We thank you, God, Lord, for what you are going to do within this service, oh God. Lord, how are you going to close the mouth of the lion? How are you going to bruise the serpent's head? How are you going to destroy the world of the enemy? Father, for you said in your word the thief comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. But you came to give us life and life more abundantly.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the life
and the strength and the peace and the joy that you have came to give us, oh Father. We're so thankful. And Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, Lord God, Father, for blessings over Dr. Bird and over Sister Bird in the name of Jesus, over this household, Father God.
Lord,
Father, the good work that they are doing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, the vision that you have given them. Father, even to touch the homeless, even to build up places where the homeless can go and wash themselves, oh God. Lord, we're just so thankful, Lord God, for all what you are doing. And God, Father, in your name, in the name of Jesus, Father, your son, Father, Lord, we just praise you and we just worship you as spirit and truth, knowing that you are the awesome God. And Lord, knowing that you will never leave us,
never,
nor forsake us. Lord, we just thank you for this. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I want you to today to turn to John, St. John, the 5th chapter. Amen. Praise God. And we're going to focus on the 6th verse. But before we get down to the 6th verse, we're going to read down from starting with the 1st verse and going down to the 6th verse. Okay. And it says, after this, there was a feast of the Jews. And Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, a blind halt, which means lame, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. And would you remember how long he had this sickness? It was 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, wilt thou be made whole? Jesus said, wilt thou be made whole? Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, I want you to focus on that little phrase, wilt thou be made whole? Now, this man, hallelujah, that was at the pool of Bethesda, he had a sickness in his body.
Uh-huh.
But in the land today, Dr. Bird,
yes,
it's more than sickness in your physical body,
uh-huh,
that you have to go to the pool of Bethesda.
Yes.
You have sickness in your finances.
Mm-hmm.
You have sickness, amen, in your emotions.
Yes.
You have sickness, praise God, in your thinking. Amen.
Uh-huh.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have sickness in this physical body.
Uh-huh.
This man, amen, for 38 years, amen, praise God, he suffered, amen, in his body. Hallelujah, with the sickness, amen. And he was right there. What made it so appealing to me, doctor, was
uh-huh
that he was right there at the pool of Bethesda. The pool of Bethesda means, hallelujah, the house of mercy.
Mm.
The house of mercy.
Yes.
How many of us, hallelujah, we are right there at the house of mercy.
Come on now.
And we fail to receive what we are in need of.
Come on.
Or what God wants to give us. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Now, he laid there for 38 years. Why did he lay there for 38 years? Because he was looking for the flesh to help him.
Uh-huh.
He wasn't looking for the spirit to help him,
okay,
the spirit man. Hallelujah. But he was looking for the flesh to come and put him in the pool,
yes,
into the house of mercy. Amen. Praise
right
God. Hallelujah. He was right there. Amen. And the Bible says it was five porches. Amen. So that meant, praise God, that it was five deaths that he could go into, praise God. But his mind, his thinking,
yes,
his capacity told him,
yes,
he could not go unless somebody put him there.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Amen. He could not move, amen, praise God, because others were coming past, amen.
Yes.
How many times we come into the household of faith, and God is touching this one and that one and this one and that one, and they're receiving healings, and that's it, receiving blessings, amen, praise God. And our mind tells us, hallelujah, that we need the pastor or the minister to come and touch us. And we're already here in the house of mercy.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
We're already here. Hallelujah. That we can just reach up,
yes,
in the spirit and receive,
yes,
the,
yes,
miracle that we are in need of.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we see people go in and out, in and out of the presence of the Lord, amen. Hallelujah, where there's fullness of joy, and they don't have joy, amen. Praise God, and they come in and they come out, hallelujah, and everybody around us, hallelujah, praise God, is praising and worshiping God, and they're sitting there, amen. without the fullness of joy.
Jesus.
And they in the house of mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Mm-hmm. They're in a place, amen, that only the Father God, mm-hmm. only Jesus, hallelujah, can help them. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Only Jesus, this morning when the enemy attacked in my body, I told the Father, I said, only you, Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
Only you.
Hallelujah.
Could give me the strength.
Yes.
And the healing that I needed. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. To come into.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The house of mercy.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. We just thank and praise God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
because the condition, amen, that he had, the Bible really didn't specifically say what type it was. It could have been a heart attack. It could have been that made him, you know, that he couldn't walk. Or it could have been a stroke that made him he couldn't walk. God didn't specifically say what it was. Because he didn't want us to look at that condition.
Uh-huh.
Because all of us is in the condition that we need to go to the house of mercy.
Right.
And we need to step in.
Yes.
Amen.
Right.
The house of mercy.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And we need God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To touch us. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Now he says, wilt thou be made whole? This is what Jesus is saying to us. Amen. Wilt thou be made whole? I don't know what you're going through. I don't know whether you're having family issues. I don't know whether you're having sickness in your body. I don't know whether you're having mental issues. I don't know what your case is, but Jesus knows the case. And he's asking the question. He's not asking Dr. Bird. He's not asking Pastor Lee. He's not asking. He's asking you. Wilt thou be made whole?
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah. Because whatever we are going through, we have to make that decision.
Yes, yes, yes.
Whether we're going to be made whole or whether we're going to stay. Amen, in the situation that we're in. Now, let's go a little bit further. It says, the impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man. What did he say? I have no man, or you could say woman, when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me.
Mm-hmm. The presence of the Lord is in this place.
Yes,
yeah.
yes.
And you don't need anyone to put you in the pool.
Hallelujah.
Because the stirring of the water is in this place.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. When you're home and you're listening at the ministers on TV, when the Spirit of the Lord is in that house,
mm.
or you're in your bedroom or your closet, wherever, throughout your house, and you're praising and worshiping God, the Spirit of the Lord is in the place.
Yes.
And what's the first thing we say? I've heard a lot of believers say this, praise God. If I could get to this minister,
mm.
or if I could get to that minister, and if they would lay hands on me. But it's only one that you need to lay hands.
All right. Hallelujah.
And that's Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus can deliver you from alcohol.
Yes.
Jesus can deliver you from dope.
Yes.
Jesus can deliver your mind from thinking the wrong things.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Jesus can heal your body. Amen. Jesus can give you a friend. This is the season where a lot of people say they're alone. You're never alone.
Mm-hmm.
You can choose to be alone.
That's right.
But you're never alone.
Never alone.
Hallelujah. Yeah. You can choose. If a lot of people come, praise God, and they say, need a friend. Well, the Bible teaches me if I want a friend, then make myself friendly.
Okay? Yes, yes, yes.
Amen.
Amen.
If I want a friend, I am to make. Hallelujah. Why should I sit here and say I need a friend and won't make myself? We won't go and the pastor say, sis, stop. Amen. Because of the corona that's going on, and so we said something. But we used to do a lot of hugging and shaking of hands. Amen. Praise God. We used to sit by people and say, "We would, what's your name? My name is so-and-so." But we go into places and even into the house of the Lord, and we can sit right beside a person and say nothing. Hallelujah. Not say one word. And then we'll go out and we say, well, she didn't say nothing to me, so I didn't say nothing to her. Well, that's not what the scripture says. The scripture says to make yourself friendly.
That's right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Be friendly. Mm-hmm. You don't have to know that person.
Exactly.
Amen. Mm-hmm. But you can be friendly.
That's right.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's move on.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You have to have a desire.
Amen.
Amen. This man, hallelujah, he had to have a desire to be healed.
Yes.
He had to have a desire to get in that pool of a step.
Yes.
We say a lot of times we don't have a way to come to the house of the Lord.
Yes.
That's not true.
That's not
true.
Right.
We got plenty of ways to get to the house of the Lord.
Amen.
You have to have a desire to get to the house of the Lord.
That's right.
Amen. Glory, praise God. I said, Lord, thank you for the desire to go to your house.
Amen.
That's right.
And God, amen, praise God, hallelujah, wants us to have that desire.
Amen, that's right.
Listen at the vision on this morning. How many of you members, I'm not talking about the pastors, because they have the desire for the vision to go forth, but how many of you members have the desire in your heart that the vision that they shared this morning will come to pass?
Hallelujah.
It has to come in your heart.
Yes.
If it's not in your heart, then you're not going to be made whole. The ministry is not going to be made whole. The Father God didn't send you here just to warm the seats. Amen. Hallelujah. It might look nice, amen, because you have a full house. But he didn't send the full house to you, amen, praise God, for you just to warm seats.
Amen.
It's work that you have to do for the kingdom of God, hallelujah.
Yes, it is.
It's work. Yes. Now, in James 4, 7 and 8, God says, draw nigh to God. He says, submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. You have to resist the enemy. The enemy is going to come. We have him right now sitting on in the pews or sitting on your shoulders, lying to you, telling you not to receive the word, telling you not to receive, amen, what God has given you right now. And some of us, amen, unfortunately, we're listening at the devil.
Hallelujah.
But the word of God says that we are, praise God, to resist him.
Yes.
Amen. To resist the devil.
Uh-huh.
And what is he going to do?
He's going to flee.
I was with my grandchildren some yesterday, amen, and we were playing around. And they was, what she called my grandma, or what she called my sister, grandma got her two little sisters up, and I said, come on, I'll just come here. Amen. What was I telling her? I said, I'm going to resist you.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Praise God. I'm going to resist you.
Uh-huh.
Praise God.
Uh-huh.
But,
okay. Uh-huh.
Yep. Amen. Praise God. But the scriptures, amen, says, draw nigh to God.
Yeah.
We have to come close
uh-huh.
to God.
Uh-huh.
How are we going to come close to God?
Yeah.
Amen. We are the only way that you will come close to God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You have to give your whole self to Him.
Yeah.
Amen.
Every
yeah.
day.
Yeah.
Give your whole self to Him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And He has given us instruction how we can stay in that position,
yes.
in that right standing with Him,
yes.
Dr. Bird, and that's through the power of prayer.
Yes.
Amen.
Through
yes.
the power of fasting.
Yes.
And through the power of coming and reading your word.
Yes.
And the power of studying to show thyself approval.
Yes.
A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly
yes.
dividing the word of truth.
Yes.
He also, praise God, I mean, He has also given us beautiful sanctuaries that we can come in and we could worship Him.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
So He has given us,
thank you, Jesus.
He said, we are to resist Him and
yes.
He will flee from resistance.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And He will flee. You know, I had one time I had, and don't laugh at me. I was having trouble with my wisdom tooth. And Dr. Bird, at that time, I was young.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't realize that I had a upper wisdom tooth and a bottom wisdom tooth. And I went to the dentist, and then because my tooth was hurting so bad. And they looked in my mouth and everything, and they said, but you're going to need surgery on your mouth. He said, because the upper wisdom tooth and the bottom wisdom tooth, the bone had crossed like this, and it couldn't.